It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman today. He'll be back tomorrow here on the Newell Norman Show on WWL. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk more about this campaign, and I want to hear from you on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. If you feel like it's going to be successful and what it would take, there's a new campaign to try and convince Louisiana residents who left the state for any number of reasons, for better job, better education, better lifestyle, whatever the reason. During Sunday's LSU-USC game, you're going to see commercials inviting Louisiana residents who are displaced for whatever reason to come back home. What do you think it'll take to convince people to return to Louisiana who have left? And do you expect this campaign will be successful? We'll talk about that coming up next hour, and we'll get the chief technology officer at Louisiana Economic Development to join us to talk about the campaign to try and convince Louisianians to return to Louisiana if they have left for any number of reasons. This hour, though, it is the GNO Inc. hour, and we welcome in Michael Hecht, president and CEO of GNO Inc. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It is great. It's a special treat to be able to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I was looking forward to in the past when I filled in for this part of the program. We always have a song by DJ El Camino that's special and kind of sets the mood and the tone, but not today, huh?
Yeah, give me a chance. When we go to break, me and Chris are going to get together. We're going to come up with something that is thematically appropriate. Yeah, at the same time, slightly inappropriate, you know?
Oh, wow.
Something that'll work on both levels.
There's something to look forward to. Thematically appropriate, but somewhat inappropriate. All right, that's what we got coming up from Michael Hecht, a.k.a. DJ El Camino, after we take our next commercial break and come back to the program. All right, that's what we call a tease in the business, Michael. It's well done.
Yes, thank you.
But you can't overpromise and underdeliver. You have to deliver now, so...
I've made a life of like way under promising and then over delivering over modest expectations. I've made a career of being the nicest house on a blighted block.
There you go. All right. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. The French Quarter Quality of Life Multi-Agency Sweeps. You've had two of these things now, and I know something this is near and dear to Newell Norman's heart. About all the things that go on in the French Quarter that are technically not legal, but have been tolerated for a long, long time. You are helping lead the way of bringing together agencies, both state and city agencies, to conduct these quality of life sweeps. Tell us what the idea behind this is and how you are finding and remediating what you call the negative health conditions, economic liveliness, and negatively impacting the experience in the French Quarter for residents and visitors alike.
There are a few reasons why we're doing this. One is kind of classic broken windows theory, which is that if you have conditions that create an atmosphere of lawlessness, it encourages further lawless behavior that leads to worse consequences. And so one of the reasons why you don't want to have people giving shots in the middle of the street or unlicensed golf carts running around is because it creates a sense that anything goes and it leads to more serious behavior. The second reason is that some of these activities actually do lead to worse consequences. You have, for example, people that have been selling edibles on the street, which is not only not legal, but it's leading to people going back to their hotels and getting sick. Something thought it was, or it's too strong. Selling food that's cooked on the street is not necessarily clean. I don't have to, get into why, having wild animals in the French Quarter, which have ranged, and I'm not making this up, from possums to kangaroos.
Wait. I heard about the snakes, but people are walking around charging people to pet their possum or interact with their kangaroo?
Well, we have had an incident of pet the possum. The kangaroo, just in the name of journalistic integrity and to be specific, was actually not in the street. It was actually in a car. It was a kangaroo in a car.
Get in the car with my kangaroo? What's going on?
In the car. Yeah, it was a kangaroo car. At leisure for a second. But the officer was so taken aback by the kangaroo in the car that he merely said, "You can't stay here. Move on." And the person dutifully left. And so that was the end of the. But yes, it
was. Okay, so we don't know if this person was intending to somehow charge people money to interact with this kangaroo the way the possum owner and the people with the snakes that are riding around on the Segways charge people to play with their snakes. We don't know if that was going to happen the kangaroo.
We don't know that. It might have been a shoplifting gambit. You know, they've got that large pouch, right?
Sure, yeah, the shoplifting kangaroo stick. We've seen that one a million times.
Right, well, yeah. It's a scourge in Australia. It just hasn't come home. We don't want it to.
I see, all right.
The two things that we don't want from Australia is shoplifting kangaroos and breakdancing. Okay, those are everything else we love.
God, yeah.
It's not too
images
soon.
Of Ray Gun. Thank you for putting those back in our brain. Thought we'd gotten away
from it. It's not too soon.
No, it is not.
But look, these sweeps, and the other thing is that these sweeps are actually targeting some behaviors that are very serious. Drug dealing that is happening on the street. Drug dealing that is happening from some of the bodegas, and it's all getting shut down. And the reason why that matters is that if you think about public safety and particularly issues of shootings and unfortunately murder or homicides, the vast majority of these are drug related, although the victims are oftentimes innocent bystanders who are just caught in the crossfire. So there's a real issue of public safety. And so what's happening is that by going in here, summonses are being issued for things like parking violations, noise ordinances, alcohol and tobacco being sold illegally, golf cart and party bus. These are the type of things that are getting ticketed. And as a result, you're seeing less of it. One thing that is not happening, I just want to say this out loud, the bucket bangers are not getting ticketed. The law says that you're not allowed to play live music on the street after 8 p.m. That's what is being enforced. Although I will say that for people that think that the bucket bangers are just innocent purveyors of culture or kids, playing for tips, we know that a lot of these children are being exploited by adults for the money. And frankly, if they're out there playing on the street, whether it's during the day or it's at night, it means that they're not at school or they're not doing their homework. So even that, relatively seemingly benign activity, I would argue actually is probably not something that we want for the sake of the kids.
It's funny you say that because I remember cruising once. We made a Central American stop, and all these little kids, like 6, 7 years old, were running up to the cruise passengers coming off of the boat in this third world country and trying to sell bracelets and other various knickknacks and sundry stuff. And my wife asked one of them, and it was, I think it was like a Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. or whatever. She said, "Why aren't you in school today?" He said, "No, it's a holiday." He said, "What holiday is it?" He said, "Oh, the boat comes in. It's a holiday whenever the boat is here." And it was this exploiting these small children to try and make money off of the cruise passengers. And I get it. It's a third world economy, and there's not a whole lot of money to be, you know, made otherwise there. But when you see these kids drumming on these buckets in the French Quarter, oftentimes there is an adult standing behind them and taking the money as it comes in. And you wonder, are the kids getting any of this money?
No, the classic thing, and look, I've heard this from enough officers that I believe it, is that what you have is the kids are playing on the buckets. The adult is there in a car or in the bar. The kids have to bring the money to the adults. And if they don't, you know, if they don't bring enough money in, well, they better bring enough money in. So it's not a healthy situation. And the way this is happening is also very encouraging. It is multi-agency. We're talking about NOPD, Troop NOLA, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Wildlife and Fisheries, the Health Department led by Dr. Jenna Vegno, the Downtown Development District, French Quarter Management District, many others all coming together to make this happen. So it really is a team effort. And I think there's also something very healthy in the idea that it's not just the 8th District who's doing this alone, but they've got the support of all these city and state agencies coming together to help clean up, you know, the crown jewel where 90% of tourists go.
So these sweeps, dozens and dozens of violations that were found, citations issued, some arrests made, warnings given, everything from parking violations, noise violations, alcohol and tobacco violations, vehicle violations, and as you said, snakes, possums, and kangaroos too.
Yeah, that's right. Lions, tigers,
oh my,
and bears have not been found yet, but oh my.
They
might be there. Yeah, and look, there's another project that we're doing. It's not in the notes, but let me talk about it. I'm very excited. We're partnering with the DDD and Davon. We call it our French Doors Project. We basically are going to be doing a safe and clean effort focused on the first 5 100 blocks of the French Quarter. So Decatur, Charters, Royal, Bourbon, and Dauphine. We're going to be putting in new lighting. We're going to be putting in murals. We're going to be cracking down on illegal vending from stores, basically making the entrance to the French Quarter safe and attractive. Because somewhat bizarrely, those 100 blocks are not technically part of the French Quarter. And somewhat bizarrely, they get ignored. And they're the places that have the worst behaviors and the worst atmosphere. So it's very strange. It's like having a mud pit in your foyer and then wondering why people are tracking mud in your house. You know, we gotta make the entrance to the French Quarter convey the type of atmosphere that we want to have throughout the French Quarter. So we're going to be doing that.
Yeah, and that's good news. You know, you think about when you go to Beale Street, there's a huge sign that says, "Welcome to Beale Street," and everyone poses under it and takes pictures, and it's a grand entrance, and we don't have that in the French Quarter. It just kind of happens, and that's good to hear that there's going to be some attention to all of those things. You know, you were talking about some of the alcohol violations, and I remember once my daughter telling me she had gone down to the French Quarter with some friends, and they're just walking down the street, and one of the shot girls grabs the back of her ponytail, pulls her head back, and pours a shot of alcohol down her throat and says, "You owe me $10. And,
yeah,
you know, and then she's like, well, you know, she wanted to call the cops. She's like, "I didn't ask for this." But things were getting tense and uncomfortable. I think she ended up paying her. But that's the kind of thing that you were talking about in terms of alcohol violations that just can't continue in the French Quarter.
Yeah, look, in the French Quarter, you know, there's a fine line between stupid and illegal, and we want to keep it on the stupid side and avoid the illegal.
Keep it on the stupid side. Never wiser words said by Michael Hecht here on WWL. You've got some good news for us. When we come back, we're going to find out about some of the great headlines and encouraging news that's coming up in economic development and in other nooks and crannies here in Southeast Louisiana. And I'll also ask Michael Hecht, because every time we talk about cleaning up for the Super Bowl, improving lighting, improving the streets, cracking down on all these violations and these quality of life issues, is this just for the Super Bowl or is it going to continue after? So we'll get Michael to answer that question for us after this. Any questions you have, feel free to jump in at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
DJ El Camino with the Welcome Back Cotter theme. Everyone get ready to sing along. We've got it on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. All right. I think you delivered.
I don't know where it came from, but we've got some stuff to talk about the schools, and we were coming back from the break, and all those things collided in the recesses of my 1970s brain, you know?
Well, and next hour, we're going to be talking about trying to welcome back displaced New Orleanians and Louisianians and get them to come back to Louisiana, so somehow it all fits in. So there you go.
Yeah, and Josh Flagg would have been a good character on Welcome Back, Carter. We can decide which one he would have been.
I think so. Any of the above, right? You got a favorite?
Yeah, I'm forgetting the names now. Was it Cheech? Was it like the geeky dude, the funny geeky dude?
No, it was not Cheech.
What was his name?
I don't know.
You're
attempting to get the recesses of my brain to remember Horseshack.
Yeah, now we're... Yeah, Horseshack, right. Now we're getting down to like the for $1,600.
Vinnie Barbarino. Yeah. All right. And Freddie Washington, of course. Yeah, of course. All right, so we got some good news this week. Tell us about some of the good news that GNO Inc. wants to share with our listeners.
Well, one of the most exciting things that we talked about over the past couple of weeks is the crime numbers are improving dramatically from when we started the NOLA coalition 2 years ago. Homicides are down 50%, carjackings are down 70%. Probably most hopeful is that juvenile homicides are down over 70% over the past year. And for people who are saying that we're just tracking the national trends, well, the reality, according to the latest numbers that have come out, is that New Orleans has the fourth fastest rate of improvement of any city in America. So we're actually outpacing by a factor of 3 to 4 times what the national average is. So there's a lot that's gone into this. It's been the police, it's been civic groups like NOLA Coalition. But another part of it, which I wanted to talk about, is the public schools. The public schools have come back. They've now returned to the pre-COVID form or better. We're top three in Louisiana in test score growth. We've now have surpassed our pre-COVID performance in English and science. We've caught up in math. And when you look at the students who are scoring basic or above, we've had the biggest growth in grades 3 through 8 of anybody in Louisiana. So, you know, we got a long way to go. We're not saying that our schools are what they need to be now, but the fact that we've gotten back to the pre-COVID trajectory and the fact that the kids are back in school and being educated, I have no doubt that that has a significant role in the improvement that we're seeing in the crime numbers. It's just, as a parent, it's just common sense.
And that is very encouraging. And for people who, you know, go, so, yeah, well, we were so far down, it's not hard to grow and come back. But the numbers really are impressive. And it is so important to the entire community in terms of the crime fight, in terms of the employment woes, in terms of just having a strong and healthy community, that the schools are improved.
Yeah, ultimately, the way that, everybody would agree, including the police chief, that you don't police your way out of a crime problem. Police can only respond. And I remember talking to Chief Surpass a little while ago. We were talking about NOPD response rates. And he said, Michael, you can improve rates. But remember, even if the response rate is 30 seconds, it means somebody's been hurt. And the real way you want to deal with this is make sure you don't have incidents. And fundamentally, the way we do that is by providing good education and good opportunity and good quality of life. So the Orleans Parish Schools play a fundamental role in sustainable public safety. So I think it's important to recognize the comeback, even while at the same time saying that we still have a long way to go in educating our kids in all of our schools, in our public, in our private, in our parochial.
And, of course, changing the culture at NOPD and proactive policing, obviously big parts in that as well. But if you really want to solve the problem long term, you have to solve the problems, including education and poverty, and the list goes on.
That's right. NOPD has been amazing. Troop NOLA has been spectacular. But fundamentally, the idea is to need less of their responses because we have prosperity that precludes, a lot of the crime.
We've seen a push over the years, to compete with Texas and Florida to get rid of Louisiana's personal income tax. But it always falls short, and it always comes down to a budget issue and concerns about the impact of any kind of tax swaps. Because if you're going to get rid of the state income tax, you've got to raise taxes elsewhere. But maybe the momentum's picking up for this, huh?
Well, I think the momentum is picking up because there's a recognition that the people who are escaping, the California and New York and Chicago, tax and other environments of our country are coming to states with no income tax, like Texas, like Tennessee, like Florida. We've woken up to that fact, but getting it done is really difficult. And this is what I explain to people. When you look at Texas versus Louisiana, if you actually look at the overall total rate of taxation per person, it's very, very close. It's within a few hundred dollars. The difference is that Texas has no income tax, but double the property tax. So in order to adopt the Texas model, yeah, we can go down to zero on income tax, but we have to double the property tax or make it up somewhere else. And who wants to be the parish president? Who wants to be the assessor? Who wants to be the elected official that tells constituents, we're going to double your property tax, but don't worry, it's going to work out over time because it's going to attract more outsiders into our state. And overall, that's going to raise our tax levels and allow us to provide better services. There's a lot of, I think it's the right answer, but selling it is politically, just objectively, really difficult. So I think it's the North Star, but I think, unfortunately, we're going to have to get there incrementally, which we started to do a couple of years ago. We took the personal income tax down from 6 to 4.25 by getting rid of federal deductibility. I agree with the treasurer when he says that we should be doing this, but I think that if I was talking to Dr. Fleming, I would say, let's talk about the political reality of selling this.
A few other headlines I want to touch on quickly because I know we have other things to get to, but the headline is, big bets on Slidell. Tell us about this company that's looking to bring some money to the North Shore.
Well, always nice to celebrate our mid-sized companies. This is Beyer, which is Beyer Integrated Systems. They do marine engineering and navigation, and they're announcing a $2 million expansion, adding 15,000 square feet retaining 30 jobs, adding up to 10 new ones, paying $80,000 over in Slidell. And I just think it's important that we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, the huge companies, but it's these mid-sized companies that are really providing a lot of our middle-class jobs. So congratulations to Slidell and St. Tammany, and thanks for Bayer for their growth.
Getting some new flights out at the airport, more places and airlines adding flights, and we've seen several new airlines come to MSY in recent months and years.
A lot of new growth. We've got Charlotte has been added this summer, LaGuardia added flights, Vegas added flights, Los Angeles added flights, and then there's the New Haven flight on a new airline direct from New Orleans to New Haven. I'm calling that the y'all to Yale flight. Does that work or
y'all
not really
to Yale.
Y'all to Yale.
All right, I like it. Why not?
I don't know. How about the yacht to Yale? Does that let a little punch here?
That works for us going there, but we want them to come here too. So,
all right, yeah, from Yale. See, it's kind of like, I don't know. What was that movie? You know, Homeless to Harvard. It's kind of like plays on that thing. I don't know if it's the same thing. I don't know. But the airport's doing great. And I actually have a call with the airport later this afternoon where we're going to be talking about preparations for the Super Bowl. Of course, we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people coming in, and we're really excited about the beautiful airport, number one in the country for 3 years in a row.
Got several people texting me, and I said I'd ask you, so I will. All the improvements we're talking about, from streets to lights to fighting crime to cracking down on illegal activity and quality of life issues ahead of the Super Bowl, people want to know, is this going to continue after the Super Bowl, or are we going to need to get another Super Bowl to see this kind of attention again?
Exactly the right question.
And we've lost our connection with Michael Hecht. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. He'll answer that question and then introduce a special guest he has with him today here on WWL. Back with Michael Hecht's answer to the question, is this just for the Super Bowl and then it ends, or will these improvements continue? And we'll find out who his special guest is today. All right, Coleman with a sense of humor and master control. Michael Hecht, he played that for you since your phone lost connection.
Yeah, just as we're talking about infrastructure improvements, I lost it on the causeway, mile 12.
Yeah, you should know that that's going to happen. All right. Michael Hecht, president and CEO of GNO Inc., is with us. Very quickly, I want you to answer the question that several people have asked us on the Open Heart Jewelers Talking text line. All these improvements, they're happy to hear about them. They think it's great, everything that's happening, aside from the slalom course you have to drive to get anywhere around the city right now. But they enjoy seeing the upgrades to the streets and the lights and the crackdown on crime and other illegal activity and so forth ahead of the Super Bowl. But is it just for the Super Bowl?
No, I actually had a call this morning. We have discussed that the day after, we're going to continue the regular rhythm of the meetings with all the various agencies to make sure that we continue doing this because it's working. Everybody's enjoying the fact that we're winning. And I think now we've just have reestablished the model for keeping the city looking its best. GNO Inc. is committed to continuing this work.
Good to hear, and I think a lot of people will applaud that and look forward to seeing that become a reality. As you often do on this program, you've brought a special guest with you. Who's joining us today?
Yeah, thrilled to have this guest. As I drive to the North Shore, this is Catherine Hover, and she is co-founder of Palette North Shore, which is going to be a new community workspace in St. Tammany Parish on the North Shore. This is something that I tried to do with Marty Meyer about 15 years ago. And it was just a little bit too early, so I'm thrilled that Catherine is kind of making honest economic developers out of us and is now going forward with Palette on the North Shore.
Catherine, welcome to WWL. Glad that you could join us today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
All right, well, let's start by telling us, what is Palette and what is a community workspace and how is it going to be an asset to the North Shore?
Oh my gosh. Well, yes, it is exactly that. But on the basics, it's a membership organization that is committed to helping people connect and create possibilities, opportunities, new businesses. I am originally from New Orleans and live in upstate New York now. And when I was 1,500 miles away from home trying to start businesses, I recognized I needed wraparound services, support. I needed to tap into a network more efficiently and easily, especially with young kids. And that's when I created Palette. We have two locations in upstate New York. And as any hometown girl, I've been, you know, just chomping at the bit to make an impact back home and be part of the economic development that I'm seeing every time I come home on the North Shore. It's booming, and there are just more and more people here on the North Shore. And how do we retain them, right? So how do we create opportunities and engagement in these families that are growing here and moving here and starting businesses? How do we keep them? And we do that by Palette. It's going to be a great resource for community members, startups, nonprofit organizations, small business owners, remote employees to tap into network, shared resources, shared experiences, and really elevate themselves and their businesses.
So someone who wants to start a business, someone who wants to further a nonprofit, someone who wants to help the community in any of these various ways, this is a place where they can get, you said, wraparound services to help them do that. What does that mean? Who are the key partners that are providing these wraparound services, and what are those services?
Yeah, so along with my co-founders, Marty Meyer, Bradley Cook, and Rory Gallardo, we're the four co-founders of this organization, but we couldn't do it without our partners with Safe Haven Corporation, Startup North Shore, GNO Inc., of course, Idea Village, Southeastern University, LED, and also Ochsner just came on board. So you can kind of tell, like, this is it's much bigger than me, and I'm so excited to really hit the ground running here with all these major players who are basically putting their money where their mouth is, right? Like, we can't really talk about New Orleans growing and expanding without talking about the North Shore.
Palette, designed to support a wide range of individuals, you indicated, remote workers, established business owners. Talk about how Palette's programming and community cater to these different groups and how they can take advantage of the services you offer.
Absolutely. So we're going to have a robust events calendar. And like I said, bringing in all those partners to do the programming, events, networking opportunities. And again, in my experience, I found, you know, not so much getting started was trouble. Obviously, access to capital is always a barrier, especially for women-owned business owners. But it was getting in the room with the people, right? Getting in the room with the right people that are going to make the connections and help you advance yourself. And that is where our programming and our networking in this beautiful state of the art facility is all going to take place. I mean, nothing replaces the hard intro. And when somebody like Marty Meyer or Michael Heck introduce you to somebody and say, this person needs your support, you're going to show up for them. And that's the secret sauce of Palette, that magic, that accountability, and just the amount of encouragement to keep these people from you know, stepping away. We want to encourage people to keep going. We want to encourage people to stay here and keep going.
I see it described as a multifunctional hub that fuels creativity, networking, and big ideas. And folks, I guess they become members of Palette. Talk to us about how an entrepreneur or anybody else is interested in becoming a member does that, and what the benefits to not only being a member, but kind of getting in on the ground floor here.
Yes, absolutely. So when we started Palette in upstate New York, I had absolutely no capital. So I pre-sold memberships as a means to raise capital. And what I did simultaneously was I built the community from the ground up. We had early adapters who were really picking up what I was putting down. They could see the vision, and they wanted to be part of something bigger than themselves. And it's really a great way to build that community and create that loyalty and buy-in. And so that's what we're doing here as well, because we want people to help us build this, the community that is missing in their lives and the space that's missing in their lives. So right now we have 100 founding members. We had a great, robust, incredible event last night of the community preview. We had over 200 people there. We had people who joined last night. And it was incredible. And so as a founding member, you get 24/7 access to this space. You are there from the ground up to help us build out the programming. And most importantly, we are going to leverage all of our press relations and social media engagement and leverage the platform of the brand to help you elevate yourself, spotlight our members on social media and everywhere and on our website. And it's really just a call to people who want to be part of this from the ground up and, like, help us build the community that we imagined.
Pallet North Shore in the office complex at 201 Holiday Boulevard in Covington, just off of the I-12. Paint a picture for me. If I go to Pallet North Shore at 201 Holiday Boulevard and I walk in, what do I see and what do I do?
Yes. So as a member of our community, you're going to be able to come into this beautiful space that's very colorful, vibrant, creative. We'll have a boardroom, two boardrooms that members can utilize for meetings, special events, big open co-working space, beautiful kitchen. So we really want people to think of this place as an extension of their home and office. We want them to be able to bring people in that they want to work with. They want to make feel comfortable in the space. And treat it like their own. So we really want them to take up space. We want them to take advantage of the facility. We're going to have a podcast studio, which I'm really excited about. I'm thinking about a meditation room because mental health is so important right now in the workplace and making sure people are taking care of themselves. Mental health crisis right now with all the remote workers that we have in our country, and we want to make sure that they're getting what they need in our space. We're going to have amazing event space. I mean, the design that Greenleaf Architects put together is incredible. I mean, it's like, I can't even believe that I'm part of this project. It's so exciting. And basically we want our members to feel like they have all access to all the amenities, all the shared resources, and really be able to show up as their best self when they're, you know, holding an important meeting, or presenting something to their board. We want them to feel like they have that support. We're also going to have an on-staff concierge person. So if you're running late because, you know, you got a fender bender or whatever, you're going to be able to call into Pallet and say like, hey, oh my God, I'm running late. Can you go ahead and tell Michael Heck he needs to get a coffee and chill for a second? I'll be right there. That is the type of wraparound services I'm talking about. So solo entrepreneurs, remote workers, small business owners, they're not running around with their hair on fire. They have the support, they have the encouragement, and they have the accountability, right, that they're going to be able to show up as their best self and utilize Pallet to do just that.
Catherine Hover, co-founder of Pallet North Shore, a new community workspace for St. Tammany Parish. So glad that you joined us to tell us about this. If people want more information, they want to find out about pricing, membership, and everything else, how do they do that?
Yes, absolutely. Go to palletnorthshore.com. You can learn everything you need to know there. You can sign up as a founding member right on the website. Like I said, we only have they're going fast. We started with 100 founding memberships, and we want those locked in by November 1st. The space will be open by the end of this year. And get in here and help us do this. We are really excited. And I just have to, I heard y'all talking a little crap about Josh Flagg from LED. I just want to say he's one of our partners.
No, we're not talking really trash. We have him coming on next half hour. Coming on at 12:30, he's going to be here.
No. Josh Flagg rhymes with leg.
No trash at all.
Hey, and I wanted to also point out, if I have any impact on getting more flights from Albany to New Orleans, I would be so happy. I could come home more often than I already do.
Catherine, thank you so much for coming home for this event and for bringing Pallet North Shore to St. Tammany Parish. Again, that website is palletnorthshore.com, PALETTE. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. I'll be back with Michael Hecht. He'll answer some of your texts and calls on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line coming up next, and maybe have some more good news for us as well here on WWL. 11:55, Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman, along with the president and CEO of GNO Inc., Michael Hecht. And Michael, someone texts us and said, Dave, I love Michael and the good news he brings weekly to the program. Does he see a time when the New Orleans population is growing again? And what's being done on that front?
That's a great one. One, thank you. That might have been my mother texting in, but thanks, Mom. No, it's important to have I appreciate that. I think that if New Orleans is able to get its basics to a level of acceptability, not like Singapore, but like a B+ level, then all of our challenges will be growth challenges. To me, a few things. They come down to crime, infrastructure, and then just overall kind of quality of life. Because if you think about the role of government is to create a place that's clean, safe, beautiful, we've already got the beautiful. So our mantra maybe needs to be clean, safe, and efficient. Let's say that, a government that's efficient. If we can do that,
then I think people will come here because this place is extraordinary. And I think that one of the things that's been encouraging about the Super Bowl experience is that it has shown us that we can do things efficiently. We can clean up. We can be safe. And so, I am not trying to downplay the work that is required, but it's absolutely possible to do it. And the Super Bowl experience has actually convinced me of that more than ever.
And you think we're heading in that right direction? We're making progress in those areas?
Well, the crime progress is more dramatic and positive than I would have possibly hoped for 2 years ago. The infrastructure, you can see it and experience it. I mean, just look at the lights that were going on the bridge, how beautiful they are. But the lights are also getting replaced on the expressway. And I think we've discovered kind of the secret sauce on getting city, state, and other agencies to work together again. So I think we're on an upswing. We've got a heck of a year in front of us coming into three nights of Taylor Swift, Sugar Bowl.
Coleman with a sense of humor and master control. Michael Hecht, he played that for you since your phone lost connection.
Yeah, just as we're talking about infrastructure improvements, I lost it on the causeway mile 12.
Yeah, you should know that that's going to happen. All right. Michael Hecht, President and CEO of GNO Inc., is with us. Very quickly, I want you to answer the question that several people have asked us on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. All these improvements, they're happy to hear about them. They think it's great, everything that's happening, aside from the slalom course you have to drive to get anywhere around the city right now. But they enjoy seeing the upgrades to the streets and the lights and the crackdown on crime and other illegal activity and so forth out of the Super Bowl. But is it just for the Super Bowl?
No, I actually had a call this morning. We have discussed that the day after, we're going to continue the regular rhythm of the meetings with all the various agencies to make sure that we continue doing this because it's working. Everybody's enjoying the fact that we're winning. And I think now we've just have reestablished the model for keeping the city looking its best. GNO Inc. is committed to continuing this work.
Good to hear, and I think a lot of people will applaud that and look forward to seeing that become a reality. As you often do on this program, you've brought a special guest with you. Who's joining us today?
Yeah, thrilled to have this guest. As I drive to the North Shore, this is Catherine Hober, and she is co-founder of Pallet North Shore, which is going to be a new community workspace in St. Tammany Parish on the North Shore. This is something that I tried to do with Marty Meyer about 15 years ago. And it was just a little bit too early, so I'm thrilled that Catherine is kind of making honest economic developers out of us and is now going forward with Pallet on the North Shore.
Catherine, welcome to WWL. Glad that you could join us today.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Well, let's start by telling us, what is Pallet and what is a community workspace and how is it going to be an asset to the North Shore?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yes, it is exactly that. But on the basics, it's a membership organization that is committed to helping people connect and create possibilities, opportunities, new businesses. I am originally from New Orleans and live in upstate New York now. And when I was 1,500 miles away from home trying to start businesses, I recognized I needed wraparound services, support. I needed to tap into a network more efficiently and easily, especially with young kids. And that's when I created Pallet. We have two locations in upstate New York. And as any hometown girl, I've been, just chomping at the bit to make an impact back home and be part of the economic development that I'm seeing every time I come home on the North Shore. It's booming. And there are just more and more people here on the North Shore. And how do we retain them, right? So how do we create opportunities and engagement in these families that are growing here and moving here and starting businesses? How do we keep them? And we do that by Pallet. It's going to be a great resource for community members, startups, nonprofit organizations, small business owners, remote employees to tap into network, shared resources, shared experiences, and really elevate themselves and their businesses.
So someone who wants to start a business, someone who wants to further a nonprofit, someone who wants to help the community in any of these various ways, this is a place where they can get, you said, wraparound services to help them do that. What does that mean? Who are the key partners that are providing these wraparound services, and what are those services?
Yeah, so along with my co-founders, Marty Meyer, Bradley Cook, and Rory Gallardo, we're the four co-founders of this organization, but we couldn't do it without our partners with Safe Haven Corporation, Startup North Shore, GNO Inc., of course, Idea Village, Southeastern University, LED, and also Ochsner just came on board. So you can kind of tell, like, this is it's much bigger than me, and I'm so excited to really hit the ground running here with all these major players who are basically putting their money where their mouth is, right? Like, we can't really talk about New Orleans growing and expanding without talking about the North Shore.
Palette designed to support a wide range of individuals, you indicated, remote workers, established business owners. Talk about how Palette's programming and community cater to these different groups and how they can take advantage of the services you offer.
Absolutely. So we're going to have a robust events calendar. And like I said, bringing in all those partners to do the programming, events, networking opportunities. And again, in my experience, I found, you know, not so much getting started was trouble. Obviously, access to capital is always a barrier, especially for women-owned business owners. But it was getting in the room with the people, right? Getting in the room with the right people that are going to make the connections and help you advance yourself. And that is where our programming and our networking in this beautiful state-of-the-art facility is all going to take place. I mean, nothing replaces the hard intro. And when somebody like Marty Meyer or Michael Heck introduce you to somebody and say, this person needs your support, you're going to show up for them. And that's the secret sauce of Palette, that magic, that accountability, and just the amount of encouragement to keep these people from you know, stepping away. We want to encourage people to keep going. We want to encourage people to stay here and keep going.
I see it described as a multifunctional hub that fuels creativity, networking, and big ideas. And folks, I guess they become members of Palette. Talk to us about how an entrepreneur or anybody else is interested in becoming a member does that and what the benefits to not only being a member, but kind of getting in on the ground floor here.
Yes, absolutely. So when we started Palette in upstate New York, I had absolutely no capital. So I pre-sold memberships as a means to raise capital. And what I did simultaneously was I built the community from the ground up. We had early adapters who were really picking up what I was putting down. They could see the vision and they wanted to be part of something bigger than themselves. And it's really a great way to build that community and create that loyalty and buy-in. And so that's what we're doing here as well, because we want people to help us build this, the community that is missing in their lives and the space that's missing in their lives. So right now we have 100 founding members. We had a great, robust, incredible event last night of the community preview. We had over 200 people there. We had people who joined last night. And it was incredible. And so as a founding member, you get 24/7 access to this space. You are there from the ground up to help us build out the programming. And most importantly, we are going to leverage all of our press relations and social media engagement and leverage the platform of the brand to help you elevate yourself, spotlight our members on social media and everywhere and on our website. And it's really just a call to people who want to be part of this from the ground up and, like, help us build the community that we imagined.
Palette North Shore in the office complex at 201 Holiday Boulevard in Covington, just off of the I-12. Paint a picture for me. If I go to Palette North Shore at 201 Holiday Boulevard and I walk in, what do I see and what do I do?
Yes. So as a member of our community, you're going to be able to come into this beautiful space that's very colorful, vibrant, creative. We have a boardroom, two boardrooms that members can utilize for meetings, special events, big open co-working space, beautiful kitchen. So we really want people to think of this place as an extension of their home and office. We want them to be able to bring people in that they want to work with. They want to feel comfortable in the space. And treat it like their own. So we really want them to take up space. We want them to take advantage of the facility. We're going to have a podcast studio, which I'm really excited about. I'm thinking about a meditation room because mental health is so important right now in the workplace and making sure people are taking care of themselves. Mental health crisis right now with all the remote workers that we have in our country, and we want to make sure that they're getting what they need in our space. We're going to have amazing event space. I mean, the design that Greenleaf Architects put together is incredible. I mean, it's like, I can't even believe that I'm part of this project. It's so exciting. And basically we want our members to feel like they have all access to all the amenities, all the shared resources, and really be able to show up as their best self when they're, you know, holding an important meeting, or presenting something to their board. We want them to feel like they have that support. We're also going to have an on-staff concierge person. So if you're running late because, you know, you got a fender bender or whatever, you're going to be able to call into Palin and say, like, hey, oh, my God, I'm running late. Can you go ahead and tell Michael Heck he needs to get a coffee and chill for a second? I'll be right there. That is the type of wraparound services I'm talking about. So solo entrepreneurs, remote workers, small business owners, they're not running around with their hair on fire. They have the support, they have the encouragement, and they have the accountability, right, that they're going to be able to show up as their best self and utilize Palette to do just that.
Catherine Hover, co-founder of Palette North Shore, a new community workspace for St. Tammany Parish. So glad that you joined us to tell us about this. If people want more information, they want to find out about pricing, membership, and everything else, how do they do that?
Yes, absolutely. Go to palettenorthshore.com. You can learn everything you need to know there. You can sign up as a founding member right on the website. Like I said, we only have they're going fast. We started with 100 founding memberships, and we want those locked in by November 1st. The space will be open by the end of this year. And yeah, get in here and help us do this. We are really excited. And I heard y'all talking a little crap about Josh Flagg from LED. I just want to say he's one of our partners.
No, we're not talking really trash. We have him coming on next half hour. Coming on at 12:30, he's going to be here.
No. Josh Flagg rhymes with leg.
No trash at all.
Hey, and I wanted to also point out, if I have any impact on getting more flights from Albany to New Orleans, I would be so happy. I could come home more often than I already do.
Catherine, thank you so much for coming home for this event and for bringing Palette North Shore to St. Tammany Parish. Again, that website is palettenorthshore.com, PALETTE. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. I'll be back with Michael Hecht. He'll answer some of your texts and calls on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line coming up next, and maybe have some more good news for us as well here on WWL. 11:55, Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman, along with the president and CEO of GNO Inc., Michael Hecht. And Michael, someone texts us and said, Dave, I love Michael and the good news he brings weekly to the program. Does he see a time when the New Orleans population is growing again? And what's being done on that front?
That's a great one. One, thank you. That might have been my mother texting in, but thanks, Mom. No, it's important to have I appreciate that. I think that if New Orleans is able to get its basics to a level of acceptability, not like Singapore, but like a B, B plus level, then all of our challenges will be growth challenges. To me, they come down to a few things. They come down to crime, infrastructure, and then just overall kind of quality of life. Because if you think about the role of government is to create a place that's clean, safe, beautiful, we've already got the beautiful. So our mantra maybe needs to be clean, safe, and efficient. Let's say that, a government that's efficient. If we can do that, then I think people will come here because this place is extraordinary. And I think that one of the things that's been encouraging about the Super Bowl experience is that it has shown us that we can do things efficiently. We can clean up. We can be safe. I am not trying to downplay the work that is required, but it's absolutely possible to do it. And the Super Bowl experience has actually convinced me of that more than ever.
And you think we're heading in that right direction, where we're making progress in those areas?
Well, The crime progress is more dramatic and positive than I would have possibly hoped for 2 years ago. The infrastructure, you can see it and experience it. I mean, just look at the lights that were going on the bridge, how beautiful they are, but the lights are also getting replaced on the expressway. And I think we've discovered kind of the secret sauce on getting city, state, and other agencies to work together again. So I think we're on an upswing. We've got a heck of a year in front of us coming into 3 nights at Taylor Swift, Sugar Bowl, Super Bowl. Yes, best. I feel that a couple of years ago was maybe the low point, and that we are in this upswing again. The real question is just sustainability, because I describe New Orleans often as the most human city in America. Incredible talent, wonderful attributes, but also some bad habits. We have just to kind of tamp down those bad habits, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. And this can be a place that scores of folks who are leaving places like, no offense, Albany, can want to come in and be in and raise their family.
Michael Heck, thank you so much for joining us for another great hour on the GNO Inc. Hour here on WWL. Enjoy your trip to the North Shore, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you.
Michael Heck here on WWL. One thing Michael did not say is that we have 501 days left of the LaToya Cantrell administration. So I'll just add that in terms of looking forward to the future and things that may help move New Orleans forward. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk more about this effort to bring Louisianians back who have left the state, whether they're driven out by a hurricane, to find a better job, to get better education, whatever the reason, the Louisiana Economic Development wants to bring them back and is launching a campaign to attract Louisianians to come back home. Will it work? Text me now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870, and we'll talk about it next hour here on WWL. 501 days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.